In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Good Shepherd. You know that feeding your parents or grandparents on the meeting with you, the blind bear, the blue eyed Jesus, in the warm, flowing robe, holding the cute little man in your arms. What more powerful, more potent, more potent image of Jesus is there in the Good Shepherd? The notion of the Good Shepherd, the shepherd who cares for his flock, finds the number of images of peace, rest, safety, security, even solitude. These images are far cry from the hustle and bustle, the struggle and uncertainties of daily life in the 21st century. We appeal to our own Good Shepherd when times are tough, when we are in crisis. For us today, a shepherd is one who protects and guards, one who cares for, looks after, who feeds and nourishes, who leads us along life's pathways. If we think back on our own lives, we have had people who fit this description. Shepherds are people who have served us, people who have loved us despite knowing who we are, and helped us along the path of our life's journey to lead us to where we are today. Whether that person was a parent, or a relative, a mentor, a prince, a really good friend, or even someone we worked with. These are people whose voice we have found, whose voice we have cherished. Shepherds come to us in all parts of our life. They don't need a title or a position. It needs little shepherds in our lives, who watched over us, cared for us, fed us, and nourished us through our lives, are given to us by God. And He gives them to us as examples, examples of what it means to love and be loved. In their own way, these shepherds in our life demonstrate to us in real and concrete ways the great qualities of our Lord. When we experience love from these earthly shepherds, we have an experience of the love which God has for us. When they have shown us the truth about living this life, guiding us down the right path, we learn of what it means to have Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. When they have fed and nourished us in mind, body, and spirit, we gain insight into the great banquet which Jesus, the Good Shepherd, offers us in the Eucharist of peace and in the heavenly banquet in eternity. But we also have to consider the other side of the coin, and that is to remember that our Lord has given us also to be shepherds over those who love us in our own way, as parents, grandparents, mentors, godparents, and even co-workers. All of us think of those whom we have a responsibility to care for and to love. We need not have an official title to exercise the role of shepherd, because our Lord has given us this role in order to demonstrate to others His love for them. And because God has given us to do this great work for Him, we have a great responsibility to point those who He has given us back to Him. All of us are called to be examples of the Good Shepherd, to teach others to know His word, which is His truth and His love. But we cannot bear the image of the Good Shepherd if we don't know first His word and His truth. In order to share God's love, we have to know God's love. In order to share God's truth, We must know this truth as a reality in our own lives. Following where He leads us means we first have to be willing to follow Him. Desiring to follow means we must know His voice. Knowing His voice means that we must listen for His voice, calling out to us. As we rejoice in our Lord, the Good Shepherd, may we be attentive to His voice and be willing to follow where He leads us. Let us discern His way, which is love. Mindful that we are called to be examples and models of His love to those around us.